I know the status of Merrill Hodge. He is standing by, former Steelers running back, former co-host of ESPN's NFL Matchup. He joins us every week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, my brother. No complaints at all, baby.
All right. What's the breakdown on the film after looking at the Lions from Thanksgiving Day and the Vikings? What are you thinking about Sunday in Detroit?
Well, that's a loaded question, my friend. Let's first start with the Bears. And what's unfortunate, because I almost sound like a broken record, because a lot of the same things keep materializing for the Lions. You know, the one thing I'm going to say before I even get started with them, you know, they don't quit. You know, that is, I mean, I know that's a consolation that doesn't give you anything, but it is, they are great footers, you know, to build on, you know, if you can keep that direction going, meaning consistency with your staff. I mean, that's usually what gets upended before you get to where you need to be, but they are in place. They fight, they play to the bitter end, but I guess you just look at them offensively, you know, they had so many mistakes, you know, penalties. I mean, just were atrocious during the game at critical times, you know, that just ended up being devastating to them. That, you know, and something has happened, you know, and you look at their offense all year they've had, and that's a little bit of their problem. You know, the quarterback's been inconsistent when scoring territory or when you present matchups that they've won or created that big play. They haven't capitalized enough there. They have made a commitment to that run, which really, for the most part, very few teams have been able to neutralize that, you know. And the Bears didn't really neutralize it. There was just not a lot to complement that. You know, they don't have a lot of explosive elements to their offense, and that comes to, you know, rear its head, you know, especially if you're going to win a championship. You got to have that element to you. If you look at the drive that gave it up, though, you know, you almost could feel it in the drive. You know, the Bears, they really did a good job of having a good balance there, but when Detroit would win a down and put them in second long or even third long, they'd give up that 12-yard chunk. You know, they never gave up any big explosive plays in that drive, but they gave up chunks that mattered right after they won. You know, they'd win a down, then they'd lose a down. And the Bears put together, you know, if you're the Bears, you're talking about, that's what championship teams do. You know, you take, I think, shoot, it was almost 8 minutes, if I remember right, you know, that last drive. And, you know, and you can do that and execute a kick to win it or a touchdown to win it. You know, that bodes well for your team and what you're trying to teach, and they were able to do that. And unfortunately, the Lions made a good play, then they make a bad play, and too many bad plays at the end that end up costing them. You know, and that's kind of been a theme for them all year. You know, in different levels. Now, if you fast forward to, you know, the team they're going to play this week. They kind of did that to themselves against the Niners last week. It probably reflected more in turnovers. You know, they did a lot of things that really wounded themselves with points. Had they not done that, they'd probably win that game. They clearly played good enough on both sides of the ball to win that game. That's why, you know, everybody gets into stats, you know, this down, first down, third down, you know, this percentage, that percentage. Whole, I'm going to tell you this, the most important stat, the most powerful one that indicates is a great representation of wins and losses is in turnovers. Now, turnovers is the greatest indicator of that. And if you could, but you don't get that till after the game. You know, it's not available. But it is the only stat that matters aside from the scoreboard. It's the only stat I've ever cared about, and that's why the priority of not turning the ball over is such a big deal. You know, and if you look at that 49er game, where they did turn it over and not coming up with points when they were in position for points. McKelly could have won a game without doing that. You know, they lose their back, but they have a running attack that's not going to go away. I mean, Detroit's going to have to deal with this. They're extremely balanced. They have playmakers in the wide receiver position, but they don't deviate from their running game. I mean, they still play. They're committed to the run, and they're not going to get away from it. You know, even though Dalvin Cook's not there, and Dalvin gives them that explosive element that you don't have to concern yourself with, but they run the ball with such authority. It's kind of like Detroit. You know, Detroit's not going to give that away. You better control that. It's going to be a problem. Same way with the Vikings. You're going to have to control that. You know, you're going to have a lot of problems, you know. And they do a lot of good enough things in the passing game. They do have explosive elements in their passing game that you got to be worried about. They got players that can do that, you know, from a couple different positions. So this is where your back end that's had some problems in the past, talking about the Lions, they have to be really clean. You know, they got to be really sharp in this game to make sure that they just don't give up big plays and big chunks, because that could be the different one, especially if they can't handle the run. You know, but, you know, you never know. It's interesting. Of all to where we are today, there is no defense that's played the Ravens run better than the Lions, which is fascinating to me. It's just, I remember that game has come around. I was like, boy, this might be something. This might be too big for them. And they flat dominated the line of scrimmage. That's kind of what they're going to need here, you know. If they can do that, you know, and they need to do that. They just got to do at least that, along with the combination of running the football, that gives them a chance to win each and every week. But then you really have, now your quarterback has to be more consistent than he's been, capitalize on the opportunities that are presented and that you create in order to win this one. So, but the Vikings, they've kind of had some similar stories. They've lost a lot of games because of self-inflicted wounds. You know, not necessarily a team has beat them. They have done a lot of stuff to contribute to the loss.
His name is Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back in the NFL. He joins us each and every week here on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Make sure you download the app. Use promo code HUGE, and new customers can get the hookup. Bet $1 on any NFL game. Either team scores in that no-brainer bet, you'll get $100 in free bets. Just use promo code HUGE. New customer after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. A final question for you, Merrill. I do not like Dan Campbell, who's never been a coordinator, calling plays while trying to manage a game. I think it's been a colossal failure offensively. Your thoughts on Campbell remaining as the in-game play caller on the sidelines?
Well, you know, that's an intimate question simply from this perspective. Without really knowing, you know, the intricacies of their staff, you know, the implementation of a philosophy. As I've been in that, the only reason because I've been in that environment, do I think it's a tough task to call plays and manage a team? Yes, I do. Because that's ultimately what the head coach has got to manage the team, manage the environments, both sides of the ball. And when you are the head coach and you're consumed in play calling and never done that, that's another layer of, or another burden, another layer of things that you got to manage throughout during a game, which you have never done. So I'm going to just give you this. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Dan Campbell does not know how to be a head coach, even though he is the head coach. Okay. And this is a Rooney philosophy. You think of Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin, true story. This is how the Rooneys really look at it. When you hire a guy and you put head coach on him, I think everybody expects him to know how to be a head coach. Well, the Rooneys have believed, and this is their philosophy, is he's going to make mistakes. He's going to make mistakes. He doesn't truly know all of the aspects of being a head coach. You've got to let him learn and develop to being a head coach. He's going to make mistakes. As long as you know you have the right guy, stick with him. It's what they did with Chuck Knoll. It's what they did with Bill Cowher. It's what they did with Mike Tomlin. If you look at their history, it's exactly kind of what has taken place. They had bumps in the road. Now, clearly not like Detroit has been dealing with, but they don't have a history there either like the Steelers had. But from Chuck Knoll to Bill Cowher, I played with both of those coaches, had bumps in the road where if you looked at other organizations, they would have been gone because of the bump in the road. You know, Dan Campbell's learning to be a head coach. You know, when he gets done with this year, he might look back at it and just go, "Ooh, that was way too much. I bought too much on it. But I felt like it was the best thing to do for my team at the time." I'll give you an example. Bill Cowher, first year he makes this rule. You'll never lose your job because of an injury. And I remember when he said it in our first meeting, I was like, God, I wonder, I mean, that's kind of, yeah, nice for your starter. I mean, and I was a starter clearly, but I'm like, geez, you know, I mean, things can change, you know, with the player gets hurt. Well, our quarterback gets hurt, Neil O'Donnell. Bobby Brister comes in. His five games that he plays are better than Neil's 11. And any 11, any five that he could select, that's how hot he was. And then he ends up starting him in our playoff game against the Buffalo Bills, who come in without Jim Kelly. Well, the one guy who was rusty and behind was Neil, because he hadn't played for over 2 months. And we ended up losing the game. And because we were ineffective, offensively, where we had been rolling for 5 weeks. Now, what Bill Cowher do? He assessed that. Bad thing. Probably shouldn't have done that. Changes it. Okay, a coach learning from making mistakes as a head coach. So it's easy to sit there and, you know, jump on the guy, but he's learning how to be a head coach. Okay, just because he's head coach, I know you expect guys not to make mistakes, but they're going to make mistakes. If you can be patient enough with him, as long as you believe you have the right guy, which I believe you do, these are the mistakes coaches make. They learn from them, they change them, and then they grow. And unfortunately, the Lions are sick of hearing, but I get it. But I just think that what he's building and who he is and what he has as a staff is something that's going to be beneficial in years to come.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, former co-host of ESPN's NFL Matchup. He joins us every week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Good stuff today, Merrill, as always. We'll talk next week.
You got it, my guy. Same thing.
Merrill Hodge joining us here on the DraftKings Power Hour.